flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for grab bag.
It's time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, which was pretty much dedicated to the Patriots' loss in Arizona yesterday. 425 start. Get used to it. Pat's Bills 425 this week.
I don't like this development
get
at all.
Yeah, they had a lot of 1 o'clock games.
Moving the game in 2 weeks to Saturday, if they do that, bothers me less. Another 4 o'clock game, I don't want to do.
No.
I don't want to do that.
I don't really care for that. All right, how about a good team? The Boston Celtics. The last we saw them, just had a game on Sunday against the Washington Wizards, team they've already played a couple times already this year. But they got the win, 112-98. They're now 21-5. Kristaps Porzingis did leave the game with right heel pain, although he says it's nothing major.
Okay, it's the second time. I was talking about this with Turp before the show. It's the second time he's left in 7 games.
Yeah, he gets hurt all the time.
That's not good. I don't care if it's minor or precautionary.
No, I know,
but like
just something always with him. But that's why.
Twice in 7 games, he's left early.
Credit to our show, once again.
Yeah.
We have never once even included him in like whether they could win the title or not.
No.
Because you're like, if he's there, yeah, they're going to win probably pretty easily. If he's not, they'll still win a little bit more, you know, like a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
Because you don't have your third best player.
And I think you'll be more battle-tested than you were a year ago for sure. But yeah, when we talk about injuries, we're not even talking about it. Those are assumed. Mm-hmm. Those are implied. Like we're talking about like an injury to like Tatum or Brown,
mm-hmm.
which Tatum came back from missing a game earlier in the weekend. Was it Friday night, Thursday night?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he looked comfortable. He looked healthy, and mm-hmm. so I would say any concern about that, maybe he's managing something.
Maybe,
but nothing overly concerning there with Tatum. As I think they're now 3-0 against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Check the halls with grab bag.
Vancouver Canucks, the Bruins played on Saturday, and they got a much-needed win after losing the first 2 games on the road trip and getting spanked in the process. Bruins lost 8-1 to Winnipeg, then 5-1 to Seattle, came back, got a 5-1 win over the Canucks, so they certainly needed that.
Needed it. 19 saves out of Swayman, who took a shutout into the third period. He lost that there. The other key thing I would say, Elias Lindholm left in the game prior with an upper body injury, and you go, okay, what are they dealing with here? Is he going to be back? He was back in that game on Saturday night, and so, you know, that's at least a good sign that you have a healthy Elias Lindholm. Not that he's had the greatest year, but better than losing him on top of it.
Here's the grab it, always bags. It makes me want to grab my bag. When I grab, I want a bag, grab bag.
Makes me want to grab my bag.
That's what he said, yeah. I heard that. The Red Sox busy over the weekend, Jones. Didn't just stop with Garrett Crochet from last week.
No.
They made a big trade, sending Edmanuel Valdez to the Pittsburgh Pirates for a 19th round pitcher, some scrub From James Madison, they got.
Nice.
Yep.
Don't say the Red Sox aren't making any moves. I feel like
they followed up that crochet move pretty nicely.
I
feel
Fans
like are all fired up.
They've entirely lost any momentum. They had momentum for like a day.
Chapman.
Well, that wasn't much.
A week later,
yep.
Crochet.
Yep.
Huge get. We're all very excited about it.
We are.
Then nothing.
No.
Crickets.
Pete Abraham did add this.
Okay.
It sounds to me like speculation, but maybe he's being led in this direction.
Yeah.
It is the Boston Globe. It's John Henry's newspaper,
That's
after
true.
All. He says, don't be surprised if Garrett Crochet gets a contract extension before spring training or shortly after.
Didn't sound that way with Breslow.
No. The longer the Sox wait, the more likely the price goes up. The trade only makes sense if Crochet is locked up well beyond the 2 years he has before free agency. So, again, that kind of sounds like Abraham trying to connect dots as opposed to hearing anything specific. But I'll take it. I'd like an extension for Crochet.
Do we now wait for the rest of the free agents to sign in, like, March? Or are any of them going to sign soon?
Yeah.
Like the big ones, I mean.
Bregman? Probably a while.
Yeah.
I bet Sasaki's pretty soon.
Oh, well, no. He has to wait until January.
Is that true?
Something.
Okay. It has to be January 15th.
Yeah, he has a date
at the latest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That came up with Daisuke years ago.
So, yeah, so his will be more in there. But
I wouldn't be surprised if we wait a while for Burns and Bregman.
Ugh.
It's gross.
I love playing two-hand touch, eating way too much, watching my team win with the
grab bag.
Ian Eagle, Charles Davis, and Evan Washburn will be on the call for the Patriots-Bills this Sunday, CBS, as we said, 4:25.
It's a real broadcast.
Get a real crew.
Yeah.
Yep. Rather than what the Island of Misfit Toys
I'd never heard of Tom McCarthy, all due respect. Same. I thought they did a good job ripping the crap out of the Patriots.
They did.
Yeah.
Really wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
The world is a grab bag.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Won the Heisman Trophy. Very close race with Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty. And but you know what was getting all the attention?
What's that?
Travis Hunter's fiance.
Oh,
did you see this story?
I saw the headline. She didn't like get up and cheer or something like that.
So what I saw there was after he had won, he was up there, and I guess there was like a photo op, and he was taking pictures with a lot of different people, including some younger women. Not younger women. I said that wrong. Other women.
Yeah, women his age.
Sure.
Yeah.
And she didn't like that.
Oh,
and she was like saying something. She's like, what do you want me to do? Just like sit here and smile? She's like sitting on a couch. And then people lost their minds on the internet. They were giving Travis Hunter advice, basically saying, run away from this woman. And then he had to come out and like defend her. And was like, she's actually now been crying all day because of like the online kind of nasty. And people are really nasty about her.
Yeah.
The best one was stand up
and support your man.
CeeDee Lamb during draft day.
I was just going to bring this up.
That was one of the great ones.
So what was that?
CeeDee Lamb's
girlfriend like tried to look at his phone.
Yeah,
he's like, nah.
Grabbed it from
one
her.
Of his
like,
phones.
Yeah, what,
wasn't
correct,
even,
one
he
of
had
his
two phones.
Phones,
and she like just held it for a second, and he like didn't even look at her. He just like grabbed it like out of her hand, like took it away.
Do you think Russell Wilson's girlfriend like screaming in his face? That was a good one too.
Yeah, they're no longer together.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on, but apparently it's his fiance. These kids out there getting married so young.
Yeah. You think CeeDee Lamb was an aspiring insider, like Keefe and Rap Sheet and
Schefter? Oh, he had some scoops on there?
Well, he was like...
Let me just
back pocket this.
Nah, it's not
in case the NFL doesn't work out. You think it was more nudes?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it would be more nudes. Yeah, like nude women or even his own.
His ex-girlfriend was at the game on Sunday, so he got benched in front of her.
Oh, well, you know, it happens.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle.
Grab bag.
It's only my opinion. Sir.
David Montgomery could be out for the season. The Knuckles in the Sonic and Knuckles backfield for the Detroit Lions MCL, and fearing that it could be, I mean, we only got 3 weeks left in the regular season, could be done.
I sigh.
It's brutal.
I sigh reflexively because I'm out of my fantasy playoffs, I like David Montgomery. I enjoyed the ride this year. I'm rooting for the Lions. I was disappointed they lost yesterday. I will say, you're a Jahmyr Gibbs owner and you're lucky enough to still be in fantasy.
Yeah.
Get ready. You were chalking up a touchdown for each of them all year long. Get ready to start chalking up two a week to Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the
grab bag.
You can't handle the
grab bag.
49ers are going to suspend linebacker Devondre Campbell 3 games for refusing to enter the game against the Rams last Thursday. kind of shocked they didn't just cut him.
Okay, I think this screws him more. I think
got it. Okay.
I think there were I read about this over the weekend. I forgot all the details, but financially, he is going to by being suspended, he's going to have to give up some of the salary.
Okay,
instead of them owing money by cutting him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they were like, we don't want to reward him by letting him go to another
team. That's
so
what
they
it was.
Suspended him for the rest of the season.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. That definitely makes more sense.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot,
good.
The Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. You happy now, Jones?
I am, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes' high ankle sprain that he suffered on Sunday against the Browns, a source told Adam Schefter, quote, don't think is bad. That's what the quote says in the story. Don't think is bad.
High ankle sprain is, now again,
nasty. High ankle sprain can be nasty.
Quarterbacks are very different than a receiver or a running back or a corner or something like that, but yeah, the high ankle sprain is usually 3 weeks. I mean, that's usually pretty cut and dry, but Mahomes has played through injury before, so maybe he'll tough it out.
Do you know who finished the game for him yesterday and is the backup?
I do. Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz.
Nice.
How about that?
So Carson Wentz, when do they play? They play Saturday, and then they play again on Christmas Day, right?
Yes. So quick turnaround. So they play on Wednesday on Netflix, which hopefully the stream works.
Yeah.
Did not go great.
Well, I imagine. Maybe this is what Netflix wanted all along. You won't crash Netflix by tuning in to watch Mahomes. No one's really going to tune in and crash the thing watching Carson Wentz.
That's true. So Saturday, 1 o'clock against the Houston Texans, and then Christmas Day, 1 o'clock, Netflix against the Steelers.
Nice.
But they're 13-1, so they got a cushion. I would certainly sit them against
the
Houston.
Mahomes injury opens up the door for the Bills to just throttle you in each of these games. Mm-hmm. They were going to throttle you this weekend no matter what, but the idea they'd take it easy on you on week 18 if they can lock up home field advantage, I would say, is out the door. Here's Mahomes.
Why
are there so many songs about
Rabbit? Our best NBA performers from yesterday, there were four games total, but Luka Doncic had one of the all-time games. 45 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists. Anthony Davis had 40 and 16 for the Lakers. The corpse of Klay Thompson had 29 points for Dallas. Mo Wagner, 32 and 6 for Orlando, and Devin Booker had 28, 3 and 5.
Yeah, and you got Milwaukee and OKC tomorrow night for the NBA Cup, so mark that down.
Mm-hmm.
Grab bag.
How about this? Davey and I from the hashtag Dork podcast failed to see Craven the Hunter. Ooh. Might have had something to do with me being at a dance recital into a riveting Patriots Cardinals game.
It sounds like you weren't alone.
Yeah, Davey didn't see it either, and neither did anybody else in the United States.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
$11 million at the box office, which is certainly low, the lowest of all the Sony Spider-Verse movies that they have had opening weekend. So we're not doing Kraven the Hunter. However, we are going to talk about a great TV show, The Day of the Jackal. So tonight, Day of the Jackal, starring Eddie Redmayne on Peacock. We will do that. If you haven't watched it, we'll do spoiler-free and other stuff, but that'll be the topic du jour tonight.
I'll tell you, Jones' family Christmas party on Friday night.
Yes.
My uncle raving about that
Loves
show.
That show?
Raving about
He's
it.
He's got good taste.
Yes.
Because it is excellent.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we have a real Swiss Army knife, a guy who would play you first, second, third, and the outfield.
Nice.
And did it pretty equally, and left field specifically. So first, second, third, left field.
Mark Trumbo. No.
No.
Ben Zobrist.
No. Ooh, good one.
Good one.
Real good one.
Yeah.
Played for the Mets,
ooh,
Phillies, Cardinals, Tigers, Royals, Angels. Most of his games, Mets and Phillies.
Okay.
Primarily. Actually, similar games played for Mets and Phillies. Then Cardinals, then Royals, then Tigers, and then barely with the Angels.
Cup of
the Angels.
I think we had this guy before. Greg Jeffries?
He got it!
Did I use this guy before?
May have.
Oh,
no.
I don't think so.
The only reason I think it is, and I refer to a lot, is me talking about how my dad told me I have to save Greg Jeffries' future star.
Has it been somebody else, and then Greg Jeffries' name has come up?
Maybe you've guessed Greg Jeffries.
No, because we had What's his name?
Who do you got?
Howard Johnson. We had Howard Johnson before.
Oh, Hojo.
I think Greg Jeffries' name came up then.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, man, I should have written these all down. I don't think I've done Greg
Jeffries. There's no master document for this?
I didn't. No, I started one, and then I...
Jonathan Kraft takes more notes than you.
Yeah. Next time we get an intern, we'll have them go back, listen to all the random baseball players of the day, and write down all the names.
Since September.
I didn't even have a chance to tell you. He was a two-time All-Star.
Nice.
Had 16 home runs 1 year, career high. That's not going to get it done. But he could play everywhere.
Ephraim Brockton.
289 career batting average.
That's a good batting average. Ephraim Brockton, give us more time. First Billy, now Jones. That is true.
You guys,
Billy,
quick ones.
Who did you get on Friday? It was unbelievable.
Ray Lankford.
That was like he just heard Cardinals outfielder.
One of the great Cardinals of all time.
I got a few more clues and a little hemming and hawing before we got to this one.
I didn't give you the years on Greg Jeffries. Greg with two G's Jeffries.
Good early guess. I like when people...
Three G's, actually.
I like when people prematurely guess on the text line.
Jesse Roscoe
guess. Just like randomly, hey, let me get in there before I forget Jesse Roscoe.
I think he gave me the finger once.
He gave you the finger?
Yeah, Jesse Roscoe. Me and the fellows were really giving it to the Orioles bullpen 1 year, and Jesse Roscoe was not happy with us.
What did you say about Jesse Roscoe?
No. I forget what I said.
Oh.
Old dude. He was old at that point.
Yeah, if I had one of those without Kevin Poulin when he played for the Sound Tigers.
Kevin Poulin
when he was playing in Worcester still.
Nice.
What sport is that? Is that hockey?
We were yelling at him, and he flipped us off and threw his paddle against the boards and left.
I'm not dealing with this.
There were like 10 people
these
in there.
High school kids. These Worcester high school kids. I'm out of here.
It's before the Sharks left.
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
There you go. Random baseball player of the day.
That's it. That's how you play.
In the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We got WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart coming up at 2 o'clock. They're going to talk to Jonathan Jones, 4 o'clock, Drake May, 3 o'clock. Plenty on the Patriots yesterday. We'll give you the clip du jour.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, just in time for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds nice. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today it is another edition of Man to Man to Man with Christian Gonzalez.
A hot dog, a sandwich.
No.
Would you rather go to outer space or the bottom of the ocean?
I don't know. I don't like either space or ocean.
Not the question.
Probably the ocean.
Probably ocean. Nice. Yeah. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone 2.
Oh.
Boston, New York. More likely to exist, Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster?
Probably Bigfoot.
Probably. A lot of drone news over the last week or so. A couple of arrests at Logan Airport today. Who's controlling the drones?
Wait, what?
Who's controlling the drones? There's a lot of drone sightings, giant drones, two arrests at Logan for flying too close earlier today. Lots of them spotted in New Jersey, all across the country. Who do you think is controlling the drones?
I don't know. I haven't even heard about that.
Did you pass your driver's test on the first try?
Yes.
Who asked better questions, Jones or Keith? Hello? Stumper. Jones or Keith? Did we lose him? Is he still there? Christian, you there?
Probably equal. I don't
equal.
Know.
Equal. Okay.
Besides football, what sport are you the best at?
Basketball or track.
Basketball or track. Would you rather lounge by the pool or the beach?
Cool.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Hiccups.
Either Spider-Man or Hawkeye.
Spider-Man
there
or Hawkeye.
There you go. You know, he should have had a quicker answer on the pool or beach thing, because 8 questions earlier, he said he doesn't like the beach. You're like, or no, he doesn't like the ocean. That's what he said.
No, he said, in retrospect, this is very funny. You asked him deep space or deep ocean. He goes, I don't like either.
Yeah.
You don't like space. I guess like it's just, space. I don't know how many times you've been there.
Would you rather go to one or the other? I don't like either.
Yeah, I don't like either. You don't like space?
No,
I don't know if I like space. I've never been.
No.
But he did say Home
Spider-Man
Alone.
Or Hawkeye?
I would.
He likes both guys.
I would assume Spider-Man.
Hawkeye's a little bit more of a deeper cut. I respect the Hawkeye answer because not a lot of people's favorite is Hawkeye.
We gave him too many outs. He said Spider-Man or Hawkeye. We didn't make him choose.
That's true.
He said Jones and Keefe. After 19 seconds of silence, he said equal. He also said, I don't know about the drones. We didn't press him enough, Keefe. We've lost our touch.
Or maybe he knows too much about the drones.
Nobody knows anything over there. Teacher Wise didn't know about college football from 24 hours prior.
In fairness, Keefe had me tweak that question. It was a much better question. Who's controlling the drones?
I think you threw him off with the Logan arrests. He was very confused.
I was trying to make it topical.
He's like, Jack Jones? Like, no, not Jack Jones. He's like, Javon Baker? Not Javon Baker. Although he didn't get arrested. He just got a stern talking to him.
Moved along.
Yeah, move along.
Yeah. Some of us listen.
We don't go on Instagram Live and bitch about it. We just kind of move along, but fair enough. Man to man. So we got next week, and then that's probably pretty much it for Gonzo.
Well,
at least on this program.
Well, with us, I don't know if he'll be making the appearance throughout the holidays. I'm not sure. Good question. I don't know the answer to that. But we're running out of time to ask all these random questions.
First question next week: Spider-Man or Hawkeye?
Jones or Keefe? Better question.
Jones or Keefe.
Well, let's double back and get the answers.
Oh, yep.
So, by the way, we always take submissions for those. 617-779-7937. You text them in. We probably won't lose them if you tweet them at us, at Jones, WEEI, at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. The guys are down at Gillette today on a Patriots Monday talking to Drake May and Jonathan Jones. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can give the perfect gift this year. The 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you can receive a $5 bonus card for yourself, thanks to the 99 Restaurant. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons, Drake May at 3, Jonathan Jones at 4. Lots of Patriots talk. Bad loss yesterday. Mayo made it worse after the game. Team meeting canceled. What's the team up to today? Andy Hart and Arcan have you covered there here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI. We're back tomorrow. It's Tier Tuesday. It's Tom E. Tuesday. Kiefer Madness makes its return. It's a D'Angelo's Tuesday. That's tomorrow on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.